Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Single Mama Diva here, Candy, and I'm here today to speak with my guest, Debbie Cannon, and she is going to speak with us about how to make mom's life easier. We all want to know how to get organized, how to juggle and balance business and family life, and these things can be a great challenge when the world is moving as fast as it is today. And Debbie Cannon in the early 80s was a mother of two children under the age of two as an Army wife, and she was having a hard time getting dinner ready and dealing with a messy house and sticky floors, and she was overwhelmed. And then she started her home-based business. And she felt like she was in over her head. So she decided to design a system to streamline repetitive activities such as laundry, housekeeping, meals, and shopping so that she could carve out time for her business. Soon, friends and family wanted to know about her smart cut systems, and she began teaching local workshops and eventually published Organizing Without Agonizing. Experience has made her a great source for the business mom who finds herself swallowed up with the demands of running a household, homeschooling and teaching Sunday school and leading scout troops and expanding business simultaneously. After creating her own entrepreneurial ventures and over 25 successful years in internationally known direct selling companies, Debbie became the business mom mentor. She now enjoys speaking and teaching and, believe it or not, even loves working with private clients who refer her to her as the fairy godmother. So Debbie is here to discuss with us how she can make your life simply brilliant. And I have to say, even for myself, that I was immediately drawn to what she does, because although I have my own system of doing things, it doesn't always seem to be productive, so to speak. So I'm going to let Debbie have the floor right now so that she can tell you a little bit more about herself and her business called the Business Mom Mentor. Hi, Debbie. Are you there?
Yes, Candy. I'm here. Glad to be here.
Well, great. I'm glad to have you here and looking forward to some of the tips that you can give us about how to make our lives easier. And I'm just really excited to have you here.
Well, thank you. I think it's going to be a fun little visit we'll have today.
Yeah, me too. So tell us a little bit about a little bit more about how you got started and what motivated you to become the business mom mentor. Do you remember a particular event, or was it more like a process?
Well, it was a process of figuring out some systems, and then I guess it was a bit of a divine download kind of an event when I really felt called to help other women to be able to do the many things and explore their gifts and talents and be able to do things above and beyond just the daily survival things. Because particularly women, it certainly can fall to fathers and single dads and that sort of thing, but particularly women in our society are generally the ones that are responsible for caring for our children and taking care of the things like you mentioned, the laundry and the dinner and the grocery shopping and the house cleaning and just all those millions of things. And I began to realize that they were very repetitive tasks, and I kind of felt a little bit like that movie The Groundhog Day, where, you know,
right.
you woke up and you did the same thing every day. Have you had that feeling?
Yes.
And I had an aha moment, and I said, well, gosh, you know, this list of to-do things is the same list that I wrote yesterday or, you know, last week or whatever. I just kept doing the same old thing. And so being the smart cut expert that I am, I decided that there must be a shorter, easier way. I have been known for many, many years among my friends and family for finding the quickest and easiest, shortest route to get something done. That's just my expertise, my personal unique brilliance. And so I wanted to be able to use that gift in order to pass it along to other women, because I feel very strongly that women have many gifts and talents and wonderful things we could be doing within our own family, with our creative talents, in our community, helping with nonprofits, community service, running our own businesses, supporting our families financially. The list is endless of great things that women could be doing with their time if I could get them past what I call the silly stuff that has
right.
to be done. It has to be done. Some of those things are in certain times of your life, certain seasons and certain locations. Some of those things may be something that you can hire done. But there's a lot of things you can't hire out. Maybe you don't have the resources. Maybe there's no one available to be hired. In certain places I've lived, like I said, we've been an Army wife, and so we've lived in 17 homes just during our married time. And some places I've lived, you couldn't get help if you wanted it. And so I just wanted to get some easy ways so that I've just got such a strong testimony of the family and the importance that we have as nurturers, whether it's to our own, you know, personal children, adopted children, extended family, nieces, nephews, cousins, elderly family members that we may be caring for. Women are nurturers. And so I think that's important that we remember that there's a lot we can give if we can get past the stuff that has to be done. And that's what I'm all about, getting it done.
Right. Well, I've noticed that having someone such as yourself who's figured out an overall system, because everybody's situation is different. And I notice that when I try to do something, it'll work for a while, and then something may happen, and then it no longer works. So can we really get balance as working moms when situations are always changing? Now, I know that I come from, I was born in 1970. That was the actual year I was born. So I'm kind of squished in between the generation of my mom and grandmom, where things were kind of slow and the systems that they had really worked because things weren't changing so quickly. And then around the 80s, and when technology started kind of just shooting up, it was as though things started just spinning so quickly and changing. So I have this slow mentality of how I was brought up, and then going into adolescence, everything's just kind of sped up. And I kind of want to go back to the old days when it was just so simple. How is it that we can really get balance in today's world as it speeds up? It's not even slowing down. And as entrepreneurs and as business moms.
Well, you have a very good point there, and I think there's a big sort of a tidal wave of desire for people to get back to a simpler way of life. You know, we've just kind of hit the wall there that it's so busy, and there's just a big desire for people to go back to the time period that you're talking about in the 70s, or even for me in the 50s, you know, growing up when life was a little bit more like you've probably never even heard of Ozzie and Harriet or Leave It to Beaver, you know, those kinds of time periods, and we're just not in that environment anymore. And so unfortunately, I think as women, we get told by by our world, our society around us, that we need to get things in balance. We need to get it in balance. And then we feel guilty because it's not in balance. Well, I'm here to dispel some of that guilt for you and let you know that there is no such thing as balance for a woman. It's just plain old a mirage. It does not exist. So I just tried to strike that word out of my vocabulary, and I'll explain why. As an entrepreneur, I was being told that I needed to get balance between my family life and my business. Well, one of my clients pointed out to me, she happens to be a CPA and a financial advisor, and she said, you know, the word balance means everything is equal. Well, when it comes to your family and your business, everything is not equal. It's not an equal amount of time on the clock that you spend with one or the other. It's certainly not an equal priority between your commitment to one or the other. For us who are moms or nurturers, when push comes to shove, we're gonna take that nurturing role just about every time. You know, if it's a matter of sacrificing your relationship with your family or your business, for a woman, there it's a pretty easy choice, I think.
Right.
And so I just kind of did some soul searching here, and the word. The other thing is, Candy, think about the word balance, and if you picture yourself trying to balance, whether you're standing on your tippy toes or you're walking on a balance beam, you have to be very focused. You have to pay attention. You probably cannot maintain that long term, no matter what form of balance
right.
it is. If you're standing on your tippy toes, there's a length of time that you can probably continue to do that, and then it's over. Same thing with a balance beam, a tightrope, anything that involves balance. Eventually, it's going to be hard to maintain, and it just requires a lot of stress and anxiety to do that. So the word that I came up with was that I was seeking rhythm in my life,
mm-hmm.
because to me, rhythm is something that I can achieve, I can maintain. It's very workable. Like you said, life comes and ebbs and flows for women, and, you know, you have busy times, you have more quiet and still times, and things are a season, you know. Seasons are a rhythm, and women are cyclical, and so we have a certain rhythm about us, and I found that a rhythm is something I can maintain. So, for example, with my systems, they are not a do-it, sit-down-and-do-it-my-way, as one of my friends said. That's not the way I work. I teach you how to include the law of attraction in your own personality style so that you can create some systems that really are a good fit, as Goldilocks would say, just right for you.
Right.
And that is going to ebb and flow. I've been using my systems since my children were very, very young. They're both adults, and I have a new grandbaby now. But I can still use those systems, maybe get, you know, some days they work a little better than others. In different seasons, maybe I've had to make adjustments, but I've created a rhythm, and that's something I can maintain. It's calm. It's something I can get back onto. If you were dancing and you got out of step, or singing in a choir and you got off key, there's a rhythm there that you can kind of get back to that rhythm more easily than you can. I mean, starting over with balance is just a whole starting over thing. But rhythm is just something you can kind of flow back into. And so that's why I've just replaced the word balance and told myself I'm seeking rhythm.
Mm. That's ironic that you said that, because I come from a family of women. My grandmother had all girls. Her sister had mostly girls. And my mother had all girls, and her sister had all girls. We didn't start having boys until around the fourth generation, and then we started having grandsons for our mothers. And when you come from a family full of women, they have this mentality that everything must be done. And even as a kid, I was never really in step with that particular rhythm, and I had to find my own rhythm, and I couldn't figure out why. And when I started studying my personality, being that I am an INTP, I'm very much in my mind. I discussed that with you before. And when I'm doing something, when I'm doing a mental task, I let everything just go. And then when I come out of what I'm doing, because I'm a writer, I've written a few books, and that's just how I express myself. So I let everything go. I can't see the socks on the floor. I can't see the dishes in the sink. I don't see any of those things. I step right over it, and I'm thinking about my next thought. And then as soon as I'm finished doing something, it's all there. And my mom will come in, and she will swear it's chaotic. And I'll tell her, oh, this is how I'm doing it. And when I'm done whatever I'm doing, I tend to know where I'm going to put everything. But in the meantime, it doesn't always look that way. So I took a lot of harsh criticism from my sisters and people who were used to organizing along the way. And I'm just now, as a single parent, I think I found my rhythm more so as a single parent than I did even when I was married, because I knew it was all on me, and I had to come up with something that compensated for that. So how does your system work for all types of personalities and people today? I'm a full-time doctoral student as well, and I'm an adult student, so I've been in the university system writing papers and doing all kinds of things where sometimes home life had to take a back seat so that I could get this paper out. So how does your system fit? I heard you say that you don't have a one-size-fit-all, which makes your system very unique and very interesting. Tell us a little bit about how it caters to all types of people.
Well, the kinds of things that I teach, Candy, are really just sort of like a smorgasbord. Rather than saying, okay, there's only one thing on my menu, which is a little bit more how a traditional professional organizer would work, they would tend to say, okay, this is the way you file your papers, this is the way you do your refrigerator, this is the, you know, it's just, this is the way it is. And I find that for creative people like yourself and probably most of your listeners, it's just really hard for you to try and put your round peg in a square hole, and that's kind of what you were expressing earlier with trying to measure up or meet your family members' expectations of what was organized. Unfortunately, we've gotten the feeling that being organized has to be neat and tidy, and you know, it's not really about being functional. And so I have sort of a different definition of organized. Organized is when you have things that are functional enough that you can work and do whatever it is you're trying to do, which is, you know, what you've created your own little version of being organized is you're going to concentrate on one thing at a time. I have a son with attention deficit disorder, and that's very much how he would have to work. You know, he can't do all this multitasking thing. You give him three things and that's it. You know, he needs to just concentrate on what he's doing.
Right.
And then, you know, shift over and do something else. So I think we have to take our personality into effect, our own unique circumstances. All of that has to be sort of formulated so that we create a way that we can really function to our highest level. And it's not something where I have lots of products and systems and different things in my bag, so to speak, that I would just pull out and say, okay, here's one that's probably going to be something, at least a close fit for you. So let's start with that, and then let's maybe modify it, just tweak it a little bit so that it's something that's going to be just perfect for you. And I think that's released a lot of the guilty mommies, where people don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a bad person because I have dishes in the sink. Well, no, you're not a bad person. You have a plan. Your plan is I'm going to finish my paper and then I'm going to clean up my dishes. That's fine. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. And so I like to just give women, you know, the hope and the encouragement that they can create some systems that will help things to work a little bit faster, some smart cuts, shortcuts, easier ways to do things, so that it takes less time and less space and less energy. So I think that's an important thing to remember. And one of the things that comes into play here, Candy, is the amount of clutter that we face in our life. Let's talk about the clutter here for just a minute, because I think that's one of the real smart cuts, is to be able to eliminate some clutter. And I would love to give your listeners just some few tips about why we got into this situation, because, again, it's about releasing that guilt and understanding where the problem's coming from so that we can really do something about it. Like the G.I. Joe cartoons used to say, knowing is half the battle.
Yes, yes.
There's some things that have really created this clutter environment that we're trying to swim our way out of right now. And one of them is that many of our family members or other influences in our life have lived through the Great Depression in the U.S. And so they have this scarcity mentality, and they tend to keep everything. I've had clients that keep old cereal boxes and plastic bread bags and shopping bags and you know, shoes they haven't worn in 50 years, just you name it. It's just incredible what some of the people will keep. And it's out of fear of scarcity. And unfortunately, in our economic situation right now, we need to be very cautious about this, because we could fall back into that in our own generation of starting to just save all kinds of debris in our life just because we're fearful that, you know, there's never going to be another plastic bag come in your life. Well, that's not very likely. But, you know, it's kind of a false evidence appearing real kind of thing. And so we need to remember that we want to be very careful of scarcity mentality, and we also need to remember that we are in a very abundant society. Even in our current economic times, you know, I'm not buying everything I see in the media, because you can still go to any fast food place and you can upsize and supersize, and you can do the buy one, get one free, or sometimes it's even buy one, get five for free. You know, there's all kinds of promotions out there. And as our businesses kind of struggle a little bit to keep their head above water, I think they make things more abundant for us. You know, there's tons of sales going on right now, whether you're looking for cars or houses or T-shirts. It doesn't matter. The market is abundant, and so we need to remember that we only need to bring into our life what is serving us, because happiness is a place between just enough and too much. So you need to have, I'm not saying you need to be without anything, but I think more often than not we get too much. And every single thing you bring into your life, whether it's a pair of socks or a puppy dog or a new child, anything you bring into your, a friend, anything you bring in your life is going to take your time, your space, and your energy to maintain it. I can't think of a single exception to that. And so I'm trying on my own, for my own self, just to look at things and say, how much of this do I really need? You know, have I got plenty of T-shirts? Do I really need the extra two free T-shirts? Let yourself just limit what you put in your space, because it takes your time, and your time is finite. You only have so much time. You can get more T-shirts. You can make more money. You can buy a bigger house so you can store more stuff. But you only get so much time, and we need to be very mindful of the time our stuff takes up. And then, of course, the last little piece of this guilt trip that we get is from the ecology movement. And I'm all about, you know, being a very good person in the way of being green and all of that, and I think that's a great thing. But I think it also can give us, again, another guilt trip that, well, we can't get rid of that because, you know, that we need to just keep using it up and use it up. So we keep it, but we don't use it up. And so if you've got bottles of shampoo under your bathroom sink that, for whatever reason, you're not going to use because you didn't like the way they smelled or they didn't work for your hair, I mean, you know, stuff like that that you have in your life. Instead of feeling guilty and not being able to get rid of it, how about if you flip that around and feel generous and give it to people who need it? You know, call a women's shelter, call the Goodwill, take it to your church thrift shop, whatever it is. Donate that stuff, or have a yard sale and make some extra cash, or put it up on eBay or Craigslist or whatever you want to do. But clear it out of your life and let it pass along to somebody else that needs it in our society, because everybody wins in that situation. And so I think those are just some really good things to consider if you're feeling constipated by the clutter.
Wow.
And it does. It constipates your creativity, and it certainly constipates your income.
Yeah. Now tell us about the sort of this one thing in there when you're talking about clutter. I am a out-of-sight clutter person, my drawers and my closet. And I can still feel that energy, even though you can walk in a room and say, wow, this looks good. That feeling of, don't open that door, don't open that closet, it still takes up energy. And I think a lot of people are guilty of that as well. And so those little junk drawers, I think, are almost as difficult to declutter as a huge basement full of unused things sometimes.
Right. And any of those things that you will actually just address it, be open about it, realize the energy that it's draining from you. I'm not certainly by any stretch a feng shui expert, but anybody who's into emotional energy will tell you that that is an energy train. And I think it kind of is linked up to guilt, because whether other people are seeing that or not, you feel guilty about that drawer. Somebody in your world has told you that it's not okay for it to be like that. And so you do have that don't open that drawer kind of feeling, because you don't want anybody to know there's, you know, skeletons in your closet kind of
thing.
Right. But wouldn't it feel fabulous if you felt like your space could just be an open book, that you're not carrying around that guilt and you're not hiding that. You're not feeling the bad vibes and the bad feelings about that. And so just pulling things out, whether it's your junk drawer or your closet, and saying, gosh, you know, I don't even know what this is. I haven't used this in ages. That's something that we used to use 10 years ago when my kids were younger, or before I got married. I mean, you know, if you really saw and said those things to yourself as you picked up those objects out of that junk drawer, out of the closet, or wherever it is you're working, I have people start sometimes, Candy, on their little organizing quest with something as simple as the pencil jar on their desk. You know, take on something manageable. And if you would pull out your pencil jar that's sitting on your desk, and I do this from time to time myself, and just lay it all out on the desk and think, yeah, I probably use that every day or a couple of times a week or something. Great, I'll put that back in. And you start going through the stack and you realize that pen has not worked in the last 6 times I picked it up and tried to use it. Why have I not just thrown that away? Or this is a little gizmo gadget thing that I got at a convention, and I don't even know what it's for. I've never used it. You know, get that out of there. And if you just go through and clean out the stuff that you really use, did it in my makeup drawer not long ago, did it in my jewelry drawer,
right.
Just clearing out the stuff that's in your way, it just feels fabulous when it's...
It really does.
It's clean, and it's just, you have space, you can breathe again.
Yeah. Well, Debbie, tell us, how do you make that easy and fun and not hard? My basement just flooded a few days ago before my family got here, before my daughter's birthday. And it forced me to look at some of the suits that I had, and I was like, well, I can't wear that. So I packed them up, put them in a bag, and I got rid of them, and I went out and bought 3 new suits. And I can't tell you how much better I felt to have something new, to get rid of something old that I wasn't wearing, but it took a catastrophe to do it. How can you make this a process that's easy and fun and not hard?
Well, I have some very specific steps that I would use, and I'm just going to share those with you. The first thing I think people overlook when they're getting ready to do some kind of a project like this is the first thing you need to do is you need to visualize your outcome. This is part of using the law of attraction to help you actually get what you want. And the first step to that is you have to figure out what it is you do want. You can't just say, you know, I want a nice house or I want a clean house. You need to be much more specific. So whether it's your pencil jar or your bedroom or your basement, it doesn't matter. You need to really stop and think, what do you want it to be like? Be very specific. Include all the senses. What is it going to smell like? What colors is it going to be? What is it going to sound like when you go sit in that bedroom that's been turned into a little oasis? You know, it's no longer the place where the kids have all their toys and your laundry's all over the bed and your clothes are all over the floor. How would it feel if that was just a little bit of a sort of a spa or retreat kind of feeling? You know, would it have an oriental decor? Would it have, you know, what kind of style would it be? Would it be very clean and sleek and modern, or would it be very soft and fluffy and romantic? I think we need to pick out some pictures from magazines that appeal to you, and then go back and look at them and say, what do they all have in common? What kinds of things are really a fit for me? What do I desire in my deepest moments when I'm maybe not even aware of it? You have to stop and think about that a little bit. You need to think about who's going to use the space. What are the jobs that this space needs to take on? What do you need to be able to do there, whether it's relaxing or working? You need to think about that end result. And the next thing is to reserve a time. Most people run around like the Mad Hatter saying, I don't have any time. Well, the bottom line is you don't have time not to do this, because this is what's going to give you some time, is getting rid of all this stuff that you don't need to take care of, making things where they're convenient, where it's right there at your fingertips and you're not searching for things. The National Association of Professional Organizers says a business will spend 140 hours a year looking for stuff. Now multiply that time, however much money you can make in an hour, and that's a lot of money.
Yes, I'm always losing things. Yes.
Yeah.
You lose things and you buy something different to replace what you lost, and then you find what you lost, and now you have two of them. I've done that so many times.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one, so that's another common thing. So reserve some time. Think about just make an appointment with yourself. That's one of the reasons that working with a professional organizer will help, and we'll talk in a minute about some of the work that I do to actually help people reserve a time. But if you buy a gym membership, it's easy to say, oh, I don't feel like going to the gym today. But if you've hired a personal trainer to work with you at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, chances are you're going to show up at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. If you're taking a class in the university, you paid for that class, you're going to show up. It's not like, well, should I go read about, psychology today? Well, no, I don't feel like it today, But if you have a class, you're there. So make a reserve a time, write it down in your planner, whether it's paper or electronic. And then you have to get, I think the best method is to get three containers, one for trash, because you're inevitably going to come across trash. I think you want one for things that you just need to recycle, give away, donate, yard sale, whatever, but things that are serviceable but not for you. You just don't need them. That might have been like your suits. I'm sure somebody would have been delighted to have had those things that you just weren't using anymore. And then you have another box, bag, or stack of things that don't belong in this space. And this is one of the critical key points of getting organized, is do not leave the space where you are working. It is so easy to find that baseball mitt under the sofa and say, I'll take that up to Johnny's room. And you get to Johnny's room, you find, the socks that belong to your daughter, and you take those to your daughter's room, and you find the who knows what tool that your husband left there that belongs in the garage. Pretty soon you've gone all over the house, and you haven't finished your job. So what you need to do is just pick a box and anything that you find as you're working in your designated space of the day that doesn't belong there, put it in that container. And then when you finish the project, if you have time, you can walk through your house and deliver it to all these different rooms. Saves a lot of steps, by the way. And if you don't have time to put it all away, at least at the end of the day, the stuff you're looking for is all now in the box. And it was already lost when it was just mixed up somewhere in that room or that closet or drawer. Now you at least know the stuff that doesn't belong there is all in this one box. You can probably find it faster. So
that
would
was
be
an
ahead.
Excellent tip.
Yeah.
That's an excellent, excellent tip, because I do that where I'm kind of running, here and there, and it does prolong it, and it makes you lose interest quicker because you don't see that you put a dent in anything.
Right.
You don't see the result.
You don't get a result. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And as women, as multitaskers, we're very prone to that. And the last thing I would encourage you to do is buy your containers last. People tend to, as an amateur organizer, will go to the store and say, I'm going to buy all these crate-looking containers. And you bring them home, but you don't really know what they're for. So pretty soon you have a bunch of containers left over in your garage or your attic or your basement or whatever.
Yep.
Because you didn't get the right thing. So figure out what you're keeping, where it needs to be stored, and then measure before you go buy containers, so that you just buy what you need and you won't be frustrated by not being able to finish your project.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Very good. Before we go into what it is that you offer personally from your gifted mind. Can you, I ran a salon out of my home because I had my two children. I did not want to work. I told my husband when we were married, if I have kids, I'm not going to work. That's just not who I am. So I knew I wanted to nurse them and be there for them for the first year at least. And we actually built a wing onto the house and had a salon there because I'm a cosmetologist also. And that was the most difficult thing, actually, when I actually got my salon separate in another building with a partner of mine. That was so much easier. Do you have any quick tips for moms working at home with their children? I actually had my kids almost tied to me as I was working because they were that young and nursing on demand and things like that. And it wasn't a problem because of the profession I was in, and my clients were very understanding. They actually loved it, but it was very difficult on me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, actually, funny that you should bring that up, Candy, because on the 7th of May, I'm going to have a free teleseminar. I do a free seminar every month, and this next one will be on the 7th of May, and it is going to be about how to get your work done without your kids running amok. And I have a special guest who is an author of a book called Confessions of a Stay-at-Home Mom. Her name is Tamara Hancock. And I'll be interviewing her that morning, and we're going to be talking about some of the tricks and tips. She has four young children and a home-based business. And I, as you know, have had my children home while I've done all of my different businesses over the years. And so we're going to just put our heads together, and we're going to share some of our great tips for that, of different things that you can do for different ages and stages for your family while you're working from home. And there's a registration to get the information for that. It's at a website called simplyfreetips.com. So if you go to simplyfreetips.com, you can register for that. And
simplyfreetips.com.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure everyone gets
we're
that.
We're going to spend a good part of an hour that day just talking about it's an open call. We'll take tips from other people and share the things that we have come across. Tamara and I were talking about this recently, and we decided that between us we had some good ideas and we should be sharing those, so that's why we're going to do it on that call. And then on the 14th of May, I have another class coming up. Now it's a paid class, but it's going to be on how to reorganize in your kids' rooms and closets, and it's going to be very specific step-by-step things to do, and it's an action call, so we actually do the things while we're talking about them in many cases on those calls. And so that's at businessmommentor.com. You can sign up in the store for that one.
Okay. Now, if you can just, we have approximately 22 more minutes. This time went by really quick, which I knew it would. Just tell us more of what kind of help you offer.
Well, I started out with teaching little workshops. They were 2 hours and 14 minutes long, and some of my attendees thought that I needed to write it into a book. So as you mentioned in the introduction, I did start my first book back in the 80s, and it was a very comprehensive system. As we've also discussed, life has gotten much more fast-forward and fast-paced, and so I'm finding in the current time that we're living in that women are having a very difficult time implementing that much in one big bite. And so what I've done in my business right now at Business Mom Mentor is I have started chunking things down into smaller bite-sized pieces, more manageable tasks. I've just completed, and on my website in the store, there is a product called Your Office Simplified, and it's got two teleseminars and an action day audio recordings, as well as a guide that goes with that to help you go step by step and get your office organized. And then I also have one called Your Travel Simplified, because I am a fairly seasoned traveler, and so I put all my travel tips together, and those are in another very inexpensive little project product on the website. I'm in the process of finishing right now Your Kitchen Simplified. And so I've just got a series of about 12 different books that are going to be put together. And I use the word books kind of loosely, Candy, because they're short books, because women do not have a lot of time here.
Exactly.
They're big print. There's lots of margins. There's lots of places to write your own little aha inspirations and moments that you come across and you think, oh, yeah, that's what I need to do. And so I've left a lot of room in there because it's really – I don't like the word workbook, but it is something that you physically kind of use and mark up while you're working with it. So I think that's kind of fun. So I'll have a series coming out more, you know, every few months or so. I'll have some new ones being added. And the best way to find out about those is to subscribe to this simplyfreetips.com, because that would put you on my mailing list, and so you'd be getting my newsletters and keep abreast of the new things. I do a free teleclass once a month, and I also do, we call it a teleparty, because it's a get-organized party where we just do some kind of a topic that really addresses the needs of busy women and busy families in general, because I think families are just the key component of our society, and if we can make our families strong and functional, our society will benefit greatly from it. And I've lived in inner cities, and I've just seen what the breakdown in the family does to society. And I just know that that's the key ingredient that we need to keep strong. And certainly I feel like we're kindred spirits with you saying, you know, your commitment was going to be to your children first. And when you had children, you wanted to be there for them. And I actually come from a long line of cosmetologists on both sides of my family, several generations back. So I grew up in beauty schools and beauty salons.
Okay.
So I identify with you in that regard. But, you know, there's just so many important aspects, and it's not something that somebody can just my clients call me the fairy godmother when I work with them personally one-on-one, because they do feel like I've kind of waved my magic wand and, you know, just really gotten their whole life simplified, sometimes in just a matter of days. I'm getting ready to go work in the United Kingdom with a client there. And I totally enjoy being able to do that, because I get to see personally up close and personal, I get to see the end result.
Right.
When I'm teaching teleseminars, I can only get it virtually, and so
right.
I feel a little bit
right.
cheated, but I do want to make things available to a large quantity of the population, and so that's where the Internet and the telephone have just become vital to being able to do that, because most organizers would only work within, you know, so many miles of their own location, and I just feel like it's a big world out there, and there's lots of things I want to do. In fact, part of the proceeds from Business Mom Mentor go to some special organizations, one of which is Kiva, which does microloans for women in underdeveloped countries. And women are sometimes as little as 20.
I'm a member of Kiva.
Well, Kiva is something Business Mom Mentor supports, and we pick, we pick women who have children and who are running a business because they are trying to improve their families just as you
That's
and I are.
Right.
And
That's
I feel
right.
very strongly that if, you know, we can make a $25 loan here or there to these women, that it can change their family for generations.
Marshall's story is so inspiring, though.
It's amazing. The other pet project for Business Mom Mentor is nonprofits that support clean water in underdeveloped countries. I'm from a very arid, dry climate in the plains of Texas, and so I have a very innate feeling for the value of water, and it just pains me to think that, you know, we can turn on a shower or water our yards, and there's people who can't even drink clean water. And so those are the two projects that I really like to be able to support, and I feel like those help business moms in all parts of the world.
Right.
I think that's kind of a fun thing.
I'm going to tell you one more. We have about 16 minutes, so we still have enough time for you to tell us of some more of the goodies that our listeners can go and get from your website. I want you to tell us about that. But another thing that kind of stood out for me that you do are the travel tips. I just moved from North Carolina to Cleveland, Ohio, for a doctoral program. That was the first time I had been away from home. Unlike you, I was not an Army wife. I wasn't an Army brat. I don't know anything about traveling. And I don't know what type of tips you have, but I wish I had met you before I moved. However, I was more organized than I thought I would be. For the most part, the most difficult thing for me was organizing documents and papers and making sure the birth certificates and, you know, all of this. And I had to come up with this paper system that I would love to. We're going to move back. And I will probably contact you about that information, because there were some mistakes that I made, but it worked out really well for me to have been, quote unquote, as disorganized as I'm accused of being. But I will say I was proud of myself for making that move, and it went fairly smoothly. But I think people look at things when they're talking about moving more so than they do the paperwork. That was the biggest surprise for me, is keeping up with all of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
well,
was really big.
That just reminded me, we did put just have a new little document up in the store called Piece of Paper, P-E-A-C-E,
I saw that.
Of paper. And that one is not a deep trip into the paper problem, but it is a beginning step to the paper problem, which is just the daily stuff that comes in that you kind of need to keep control of, so it doesn't just come, you know, cover up your desk and your floor and everywhere in your whole house. So there is a very nice little system in that piece of paper document. If you're looking for something a little more than that, there's a further explanation of paper is in the Office Simplified piece. And then one of the programs that I have taught before and I will be making into a product is called Vital Documents, Your Vital Documents Simplified.
Okay.
And that's really
okay.
What you've been talking about, was how to get those really important papers. You know, how do you get them together? What do you need? How do you put them in? Where do you organize them? I've just been, over the last little over four years, I've been handling not only my family's paperwork and two businesses' paperwork, but I've also been the trustee for two estates. So when it comes to paper,
wow.
I have been overwhelmed in paper. And so I really had to, as we made our move from Texas to Utah about a year and a half ago, and I was, you know, handling my mother's estate and the trust for my grandmother, who was living at that time. But, you know, I had all of my paper plus all of their paper to take care of. And so I really felt compelled that I wanted to get that paper all put together and cleaned up and organized, because one of the things that concerned me was, as my mother passed away, and she was extremely organized, you know, the CPA's dream client, but I realized, even as much as she was organized, how difficult it was to take care of her things, you know, her
mm-hmm.
her business dealings and so forth. And, you know, let's face it, we're all coming up on, if you're not there yet, you soon will be, where you're in a situation like I've been of taking care of some of those extended family members and their finances and business dealings and so forth. And so I realized that if something should happen to me, I'm the person that's handled that for my own family. If something was to happen to me, whoever it was that was going to be next in line that had to step up to the plate and, you know, fill in and take over things would be really hard pressed to find what they needed easily. And
well,
I think that's important to realize that we need to get that stuff together.
Well, let me ask you this on a personal note. We have about 11 minutes. I want you to take a minute, and personally, since you're so organized and it sounds like people really depend on you, is there a moment in your life, because even though we all have our gifts, there is a moment in our lives when we have to draw boundaries and say, okay, I can't do it all. You know, I know I'm, you know, the organizer, or I know I'm the one who can listen to problems, or whatever gift we have. Where does it come in your life where you have that moment where you draw the boundary and do things for yourself.
Well, I think as women in general, it's always difficult for us to do things for ourselves because our first, we're just hormonally built to be nurturers, so we are naturally givers, and so we do give. But I think it's important to just think about that airplane ride where, you know, in the takeoff procedures, the flight attendants are saying, you know, it's important for you to put the mask on yourself first if you're traveling with small children. You have to take care of yourself first or you cannot take care of the other person. And so I do constantly have to remind myself that little moment in the airplane where they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And that's just what works for me is to just to remember, you know, when I get to that point, I have to say, okay, enough is enough. And, you know, you guys just have to take a number, wait in line, whatever it is, because, you know, I've got to have something to refill my own strength and energy there.
Very good.
So that's what works for me is to think about that.
Now tell our listeners where they can go to get some of the free goodies that you have,
okay,
as well as the paid goodies, because the paid goodies are good. We want to get the free first, but we always want to graduate to the paid goodies because we know that's where the meat is.
You betcha. Well, we have several great things. One, as I mentioned, my free teleclass each month. You can sign up for that, and once you sign up, you'll be on the automatic, it kind of automatically renews. It'll keep you on the list unless you choose to unsubscribe, which if it's not serving you, I would encourage you to unsubscribe from whatever's not serving you, whether it's me or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But that is at simplyfreetips.com, and that's one quick way to get connected into my world because it would put you on my subscription list. You would get notification each month of the time and the call-in number, the date and so forth, and the topic for the free call. It's simplyfreetips, it's plural, .com. We also have a special offer just for your listeners, and this I think is just going to be open till I can't remember what my webmaster told me a couple of weeks there. So do go on and get this quickly. It's businessmommentor.com/office-organizing.php. Again, that's businessmommentor.com/office-organizing.php. And this is a free offer for an hourly audio recording that I did with Kendall Summerhawk. She is the Million Dollar Marketing Coach, and we were talking about how to organize your office even if you're not the organized type. It's a really good audio, and so I've decided to make that available. When they go to that website, Candy, it's going to have a purchase button, but when they click the purchase button, they'll have a place to put in a code, and the code will allow them to get that $47 audio for free. And so the code will be your first name, which is Candy, C-A-N-D-I. So when they go to that, businessmommentor.com/office-organizing.php, and then they'll go to purchase that audio recording and put in the word Candy, C-A-N-D-I, to get it for free. And they'll need to do that fairly quickly because I think it's only going to be available for a couple of weeks. So be sure to do that. And my website, my basic website is businessmommentor.com. That will have information to tell you about. In our store, it tells you about the different products that we have. Most of my products right now, I think everything in the store right now is downloadable because I think women are in the I want it yesterday mode. You know,
right.
If you're surfing the thing in the middle of the night when your kids are in bed and you think, oh, my gosh, I'd love to be able to read that, you don't want to wait for it to show up in the mail. So my products are downloadable. And there's MP3s and there's books. Some of the things are bundled where the product would be a combination of downloadable audios as well as PDF books. And lots of pictures. I think creative people are very visual, so there are lots of pictures in the books so that you really can see what I'm talking about. And I think that's
right.
Very helpful. And
then
I do what I call...
You?
I think this is where you're going. I also do what we call the magic wish. The ultimate
right.
fairy godmother treatment is to let me grant your magic wish. And that's where I do home serenity or office, I call it prosperity, where I come in and help you work personally, either virtually with audio and digital pictures. I can do it virtually, which is a little bit more affordable, or I can do it on site, which includes a package where I actually come and work with somebody in their physical space. And I do travel around the country and do that. It's for the person who really wants to move it up and shake it up and get it done quickly, because you've got great things going on, and you know, time is money. And
right.
I love to do those. Now, you can't purchase those magic wish things off my website, but you can contact me and we'll talk, because before I go into doing a magic wish consultation with somebody, I really need to work with that person very carefully and make sure that we're a good fit for each other, because I don't want to waste my time and your money if what I'm doing is not a good fit for what you're needing. So we need to have a little consultation and assessment before we get into that and talk about it very specifically, because it's very customized work. I can't even just say it's certainly not a one-size-fits-all package. So have I covered what we needed to know there?
Yeah, you did. Also, I just wanted the listeners to know they can follow you on Twitter.
That's
they
true.
Can catch you on Facebook. And
my
because
Twitter,
we have a lot of...
I'm just going to tell you, my Twitter name is Biz, B-I-Z, Mom Mentor.
Okay.
I think you could just put my name in on Facebook. I do spell my Debbie funny. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-Y-E, and then my last name is Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N.
Okay, that's been wonderful. You've given some wonderful tips, and I can't wait to... I don't want to say use you, because I guess that sounds, but I definitely am going to be using you in the future. I have so much going on now that I really need you now, but this is not feasible at this moment, but you are definitely like on my top list of people that I want to stay in contact with and that I wanted to share with everyone, because I hear so many people needing this service, and we're talking about making money and acquiring more things, but we have not updated our system to hold all of these things that we're getting, these gadgets and all of these ideas that are producing more and more things. So I just want to thank you for taking the time out to speak with me and my listeners, and wish you much success in your business, because I know it's going to just flourish and grow even more. So I will be definitely sending this out to people who I know are at work and can't really listen live, and pass this information on, because this is really, really cutting edge and really important for the 21st century mom, which is what I like to focus on. So, again, thank you for coming and speaking and taking time out, and we got to do it again, Debbie.
Well, thank you, Candy. It was my pleasure, and I just look forward to hearing from your listeners. Please feel free to tweet me or Facebook me and follow me and tell me what successes that you're having. I would love to hear from you.
I sure will. As soon as I get my site up and going the way it needs to be, I will definitely link up with you. Okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Candy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Debbie Cannon with Business Mom Mentor. What wonderful information she shared with us today. And I hope that you will visit her website. Again, that's Business Mom Mentor. I've been on her website, and I can't tell you how useful her information is, especially for someone like me. Maybe you listeners out there are more organized than I am, but I certainly found her tips extremely helpful. She gives lots of good free advice, too. So it's not all about making money. She's really passionate about the things that she's doing. And that's what we want. We want people who have their soul involved in their business. You want to connect with people who care about what they're doing. And hopefully, those of you who are listening will log on to her site and become a member, and I hope to see some of you all on there. Until next time, reconstruct the world by reconstructing your mind. You know, that's my saying, and that's where it all starts. Bye.